congratulations on both deals, I should say, right now, Scott.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, kind of was a whirlwind this last month, obviously, with Kate being released and kind of not knowing where we were going to be and where I was going to be coaching, and then getting an interview with the Lakers that went very well, and then coming back from that interview and then hiring a guy that I've known for a few years and a good friend of mine, you know, came out of the blue a little bit with Dwayne Casey, and I thought was a great hire. And it kind of fell in place that, you know, I was just going to stay in Toronto with them hiring Dwayne. And then shortly after that, Leo Rounds offered me a position to help him out during the summer. I've coached a lot of international basketball and haven't actually coached the Dominican Republic team for 2 years, 3 years ago. So it was kind of neat. And with the lockout happening, it was something to do over the summer.
Scott, let me split the two jobs into two separate categories for a second. Let's deal with the Raptors. You mentioned the interview with the Lakers. What ultimately led to you turning down the Laker job and deciding that this was a better fit for you with Casey in Toronto?
Well, I think the big attraction with the Lakers is always going to be the chance to win a world championship if that roster stayed intact. The proximity where I live, I'm in Phoenix right now. It's 150 degrees, but I'm in Phoenix, so it's only a few hours away from L.A., and I knew Mike Brown, so it was obviously very attractive. And what we talked about and where that went is kind of between us. But at the end of the day, when they hired Dwayne back, I just felt, you know, I'm one of those guys, if you've seen my track record, I've always kind of been on a team that's always kind of on the move and a team that's going to grow. And I thought that we had nowhere else but to go up in Toronto. I thought that our nucleus is pretty good. I think Dwayne coming in with his defensive mentality was going to be exciting for someone like myself to work under. And I think there's nowhere else but for us to go up. I think we've got a great future ahead of us, actually, with Dwayne at the helm.
I suppose, Scott, this could be, you know, a big hypothetical because we really don't know the answer to what if. But if it wasn't Dwayne Casey, if it was somebody else coming in beyond Jay Triano, I mean, did you have a feeling in your gut that you had a good chance when you saw that Casey was coming back, or was it a serious question that you might not be returning to Toronto?
In this business, you never can say 100% anything until you sign your contract and cross your T's and dot your I's at the end of the day. I felt good about Dwayne. Obviously, when he got there, I've had a very good relationship with him. So you just never know. But if it wasn't Dwayne and it was somebody else, you know, I think you just have to wait that situation out and still, you know, in the back of my mind, had an interview with the Lakers, and what they were going to decide was yet to come. So I kind of lucked out in the coaching world as having two teams kind of wanting you at the same time, so it worked out well for me.
Speaking with Raptors assistant coach Scott Roth, and Roth has been named as an assistant to the staff for Leo Routens and the Canadian men's national team as well. Scott, when it comes to being an assistant coach, again, let's just focus on the Raptors for a second.
Sure.
You're working for a new head coach, but having familiarity with your other assistants as well, with Eric Hughes returning, with Mike Anorai returning, how much does that help you do your job as well?
Well, it definitely helps, and not so much with Micah and Eric, but really at the end of the day with the players that are returning. There's a comfort level of knowing these guys and being around them for 8 months and seeing their work ethic and what kind of players they are. So, you know, last 2 years I've transitioned into staffs, kind of the new guy in Golden State with Nelly, although I knew Nelly for many, many years and a coach with them, but I was the new guy there, so I kind of had to blend in. And then I came, obviously, last year with Jay, once again the new guy, to kind of blend in and learn the players. And it's very difficult with the players. You got to gain their trust and their respect, and that takes some time. And the nice thing about going into this year or whenever we end up getting a chance to play is I'm very familiar with the players. They're familiar with me, and that transition will be very easy.
Is blending in and getting to know guys easier with a young team because maybe they have an open mind, or can it be harder because they don't know you and your reputation, good, bad, or otherwise?
I think it can be a little bit harder. You know, in general, you know, the players want to be coached. They want to know that you know what you're talking about. They want to have some trust towards you, and then they gain that over time. You're not going to trick a basketball player, especially after you're around for as many years as I've been. They know the guys that can coach and can't coach, and what they're telling them is true or false. So you have to come in there and just kind of gain their respect by doing your work, trying to help them get better, and trying to coach them. And at the end of the day, if they know what their boundaries are and you're trying to help them in that process, then you build that relationship and it grows.
Speaking with Toronto Raptors assistant coach Scott Roth. Scott, let's shift over then to the Canadian side of things. And before I ask you about Team Canada and how the job itself came up with Leo, I did know, but for folks that didn't, you mentioned the head coaching opportunity that you had with the Dominican. I mean, how did that come about? And I mean, how do you line yourself up for that?
Well, you know, I started years before that and coached the Turkish national team with Hito and Mehmet Okurun in the European Championships and the World Championships in Indianapolis. And I've always played, obviously, internationally. I've had actually a lot of success internationally as a player and just kept a lot of contacts. And the Dominican thing came kind of out of the blue. A friend of mine called and said they were looking for a coach. It's not a great situation over there and so on and so forth. And once again, I'm kind of, a fixture at the end of the day. I took the Bakersfield job in the D-League that was 2-19 when I took over, and the following year got him in the playoffs. But I've kind of been one of those guys that search out those kind of jobs. And when I went down to the Dominican, got offered the job for virtually no pay and went down there for 2 years and qualified them. And then the third year, oddly enough, which was last year or 2 years ago, we had a little discrepancy about money in my contract coming back for the third year. And they went off to Puerto Rico, and sure enough, who they ended up playing in the last game to get in or out to go to Turkey last year was the Canadian national team, and they lost to them. So there's kind of a twist of fate there, but Leo's kind of know my background. Mauricio, who's obviously in charge of some of the Canadian stuff, has known my background, and I think it was just kind of a natural. I was around, and I've always inquired about helping some teams. I inquired about helping the Brazilian national team with Barbosa and some of those guys. So I thought it was just a fit, and it was natural that if I'm going to be with the Raptors to stay there and help Leo as much as I could.
How much do you know about the Canadian team specifically? I know you do your homework ahead of time, and obviously you're going to learn more about them with camp opening for you guys later on this week. But what do you know right now about the...
To be honest with you, I really don't know very much about them. I haven't seen them really play at any level. So I'm going in kind of blind, which is in one way pretty good because I'll get a fair evaluation of who they are and what they're about. I'm coming in Thursday, and we start camp on Friday. I'll be there for 7 or 8 days before they go to Europe, and I'll get a fair look at them. But I can't sit here and sit back and tell you I know these guys. I don't, and obviously Leo's had his staff together for a while with the group that he's had there, and he's very well informed about those guys and what they need. And like I said, I'm just going to be more of a sounding board and help Leo wherever he needs me and just try to help him as best I can.
Scott, I respect the fact that you can't comment on this, but I'm just going to make a statement in general. The tough thing for Team Canada and for all of the countries that are going to be taking part, whether it be in Eurobasket or FIBA Americas, whatnot, is with the labor situation in the NBA, you're not really going to know who you may or may not have available to your team, because obviously a lot of NBAers will likely decide to sit out that tournament because of contractual issues or finances, unless each country can come up with insurance that would adequately take care of those players.
Sure.
If something were to go on. So I won't even put you down that path and make you comment on that, because I know you can't. But you know, when you look ahead to Canada, you know, you talked about wanting to be a part of something, maybe a building process, a young team that's hoping to build towards a championship in the NBA. I guess it could be similar with Canada as well, because they're clearly not one of the elite powers in basketball.
Sure.
Right now, but they're a team that's trying to take those steps to become better and maybe get themselves into the Olympics and build in years to come.
Yeah, it's obviously they have some very good players that, if they all got them together at one point, they'd have an amazing national team if they could all get them together. But here and there, at the end of the day, you know, international basketball is fantastic to watch, fantastic to be a part of, great to coach in. You get to learn from a lot of different players and coaches as you're going through it. And with Canadian basketball, I just think that they have a chance to be very good. They obviously had a few players that just got drafted, so there's a lot of different things happening for them down the road, and the future, I think, is bright with them. I think Leo's done a very good job in creating the atmosphere they need there, and hopefully they start to take off.